Born in 1965, our patient developed the first symptoms of dyspepsia and food impaction at the age of 28. Eosinophilic esophagitis was diagnosed 19 years later in 2012. The first treatment began in 2013 with oral topical glucocorticoids. With concomitant therapy-resistant asthma, treatment with mepolizumab was initiated in addition to standard asthma therapy in 2016. Because of, again, suboptimal control of asthma, therapy was switched to benralizumab in 2019. In subsequent gastroscopies, histological remission was observed, but our patient reported pain in the esophagus and further food impaction. This case harbors typical aspects of the complexity of treating eosinophilic esophagitis.